Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wishing you many years of happiness. The I Do has happened, and they're waking up with the B Morning Coffee Club.
This is a shout out to Hector and his friends Melvin and Veronica from Irondequoit, who are getting married today.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Nice Friday wedding. Yeah. Well done.
And if you need some seat fillers, we're available. You need someone to start the Congo line, we're available. Need someone to go through the buffet line first?
There it is.
We're available.
That's what I was waiting for. You need someone to come eat the food,
yeah,
but not pay for it? Let me know.
Don't worry. I'll drop TJ off at the bar to get things going there, and I'll throw Hope out on the dance floor to get everybody dancing.
Shut. Everybody!
We'll class the joint up. Don't worry.
See, we're here for you, and thank you for waking up the B Morning Coffee Club. By the way, did you see the practice dance on social using a queen comforter?
Yes, I thought this was genius. As a lot of my friends are getting married, you both have daughters that are getting married soon. Not everyone thinks to practice dancing with their wedding dress on. They don't want their future spouse to see them in their dress. So I saw this trend where they're taking a queen comforter, wrapping it around, and then putting a belt on to emulate having a big ball gown on to practice.
The heaviness of dancing in a big wedding gown that most of the ladies love, although there is a trend about miniskirt. Did you see that, the wedding miniskirt ones?
Yes. Short dresses are in style right now. And wedding trends like that make me nervous because I'm like, how are you going to feel in years and years and years to come, going like not so traditional, but...
Yeah, I'd cry if Morgan got married in a miniskirt.
Why?
I don't know. I just want her to have the long dress. I want her, like you said, I want her to have the traditional memories.
But it's their day, and if they want to dance and kick their legs around,
I mean,
like,
she was really hell-bent on it. That's fine. Just means maybe be still sad. I don't know.
TJ's at her wedding. Oh, that's such a beautiful miniskirt dress.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't approve it. Sorry. Yeah,
sorry.
I can't look at the dance floor right now. It's not my daughter. but yeah, practicing dancing in a big ball gown wedding dress. All right. It's pretty cool. You just take the queen comforter, you put a belt on. Are there anything else you should practice before the big day?
I've seen people, I would have never thought of this either, practicing putting the rings on and not waiting for the first time that you're putting the wedding band on, being in your ceremony in front of however many people.
We should have done that in hindsight with Steve and my girls, because he chose right after he put my ring on. He was like, I want to give the girls a necklace that says, you are my sunshine,
and make
them part of the ceremony.
Yes.
We put them in white dresses, the whole thing. Well, we should have really had him practice, because he's got his big old hands and he's trying to do these little clasps on the necklace to place them on the girls. And it was a big wait. It was an awkward amount of time that everybody had to go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. He's having a hard
call
time.
Call a lifeline, the claps, jewelry, necklace.
He's struggling.
Yeah.
You should have practiced that.
I'm only laughing with you, Steve, not at you, because I am horrible with those claps. I really am. I was the one telling my daughters, you guys do it to each other. I can't get the finger thing.
Well, and it wasn't, it was like a little girl's. So
it's even smaller.
Yeah, it was even smaller than
goodness.
The smaller one. So he's like trying to get, I'm like, oh boy, we should have practiced that.
What did you practice before your big wedding ceremony? Let us know. We're talking about before the wedding, you practice a lot. Derek, you got a story about your uncle. They practiced something and then that helped create the perfect wedding prank during the ceremony. What happened?
Okay, they practiced kneeling in front of the whole congregation. Okay. Now when it came down to it, during the ceremony, they knelt. so the bottom of your feet are obviously facing everybody. His buddies, which is the one guy he grew up with, my Uncle Sean, was the class clown when they graduated, and they wrote "Help" on the left shoe and "Me" on the right shoe.
Yes! Oh my gosh! That.
And once it was 90 degrees that day, and once he found out what happened, he passed out. He fainted.
Really?
Wow! I love that. Help me, I would have been rolling. I would have been laughing louder than anybody.
What a memory, though.
Yes.
These years later, and people are still talking about your wedding.
It all started with Derek talking about his uncle. They practiced kneeling, and then when they knelt during a ceremony, their soles at the bottom of the shoes were, everybody could see it, and his other uncle was a jokester and wrote, "Help on the left foot and me on the other. Help me." And so everybody cracked up when they knelt down.
And we have texters coming in saying, yeah, I did that with nail polish on the bottom of my sole. So that is hysterical. I have never heard of one like this. We have a texter that said they just did a wedding that was all song lyrics.
Song lyrics?
Yes. How awesome would that be, first of all? So when they got married, they played "Drunk on a Plane." And then everyone pretended like I wasn't coming.
the bride wasn't coming drunk on a plane.
So then the groom came and gave all the groomsmen a shot of Jameson. Like, I'm not going to be there. And then small town girl living in a lonely world. And then they did a Brooks and Dunn, said put a girl in it. And this is fascinating to me that you did this whole wedding theme around song lyrics.
Love it.
How fun would that be? I wish I'd known about that.
I wish I was invited to that wedding.
Yeah. It's like a theater.
Yes.
It's like a little show within a show.
Yes. If you're going to renew your vows, like on your anniversary, please invite us.
Brilliant.
We'll get in on the song lyric thing.
Yeah.
That's great. See, I like people doing their own thing. It's your day.
Yeah.
You don't have to be traditional. You don't have to listen to mom, dad. Do your own thing. Major kudos to them. That is hilarious.
It shows your sense of humor, yes. First of all. And second of all, it amuses everyone there. Ooh, can you imagine like a movie line wedding?
Ooh.
That would be up my alley. Like where it was just all movie lines.
All right. If you want to hire TJ, she just... start her own little side hustle
side
for weddings.
Hustle. I'll plan your lyric in your wedding line wedding.
There you go.
How about that?
We're here for you. Yes, we are. It's a Beat Morning Coffee Club.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.